Now, this week, the Marine Stewardship Council is hosting Sustainable Seafood Week, celebrating certified fisheries, retailers, chefs, and restaurants around Australia that do support the mission to ensure sustainable seafood for future generations. Here to chat to us this morning about the cause is Anne Gabriel. She's the Marine Stewardship Council's Oceana Program Director. Anne, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
My pleasure, thank you.
So could you tell us what actually makes seafood sustainable?
The seafood sustainability is about two things that we are celebrating this year, the wild catch and farmed seafood. So we've got two different standards. We've got Marine Stewardship Council, which is a sustainability standard for wild catch. And we've got the Aquaculture Stewardship Council, which is a responsible standard for farmed seafood. So in both these standards, there are various criteria that are looked into. For the wild catch, one of the most important sustainability criteria is the health of that target species. So if a particular fishery is fishing for tuna, for example, they need to demonstrate that the health of the tuna and the stock levels are at a healthy level before they actually go ahead with their fishing practice. If it's not at a healthy level, that particular fishery needs to put in place harvest strategies to make sure that it goes to a level that is indeed sustainable before they run the fishing practice. The second criteria for any sustainable fishery is about when they're running the fishing practice is to make sure there's least impact on the marine environment. And this could be anything from coral reefs, habitats, or interactions with other sea animals, so like turtles, dolphins, and sharks. And our third principle is to ensure that that particular fishery has robust management processes in place to be adapting themselves to changing ocean environments. So sustainable seafood really is about consumers being aware of what that means in terms of how do we protect the increasing demands and pressures in our oceans. And choose the right blue labels that are available out there to make a good choice, and the green label as well.
And I was reading as well in terms of statistics, Marine Stewardship Council, you guys found that 74% of Australians are on board. We believe that, yeah, we should only be consuming seafood from sustainable sources, but 9% of us are actually buying certified sustainable seafood.
That's right.
It's a huge discrepancy. Why do you think that is?
It's a huge gap, but they're in the opportunity, as you said. Rightfully, Australians are extremely interested, very keen to play their part in protecting our oceans. Understand that they have this important, significant role to play. But when they're going out shopping, they're almost going, what am I looking for? What am I going to do? So there is a gap between that, and that's why only 1 out of 10 consumers are actually buying products with eco labels. And so the reason for that is because there's a lack of awareness. The Sustainable Seafood Week this year, we're just running for the 11th year, and this year we're doing it in collaboration with the ASC and the MSC, is to continuously create that awareness to shoppers to say that, look, we've got third-party international certification schemes looking into sustainable seafood. They go through this entire impartial, rigorous, and robust process. They're science-based standards. But while you don't have to care about the details of what the standards require fisheries and sea farms to go through, you need to be able to just go out there and look for the blue and the green label. And then to a large degree, you've done your part to conserve the oceans.
And you have mentioned these labels, the blue and green ones. Is that the best way to tell if the seafood that we're buying is sustainably sourced, or are there other ways to tell?
There are plenty of ways to go. You can do your own research about different countries and their commitments to sustainability, etc. But as the research shows, 80% of Australian consumers are saying that they find a lot more confidence in products that have eco labels that have come from third-party certification schemes. They are more confident if those schemes have come from, those certifications have come from not-for-profit organizations. So a whole lot of that is what the MSC and ASC stand for. And that's what, and it's also science-based, which is what consumers are telling us. They want that kind of strong fundamentals to choose a product and the confidence of that particular product in the shelves.
Well, Anne, we really appreciate you speaking with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I just want a last message to get everybody on board. Hashtag see the future in our social media because we're running a campaign to create more awareness. And I thank you as well for your continuous role in creating awareness and understanding.
Hashtag see the future. Thanks so much, Anne.
Anytime. Cheers. Bye.
That was Anne Gabriel. She is the Oceana Program Director for the Marine Stewardship Council, chatting with us this morning about Sustainable Seafood Week, that is this week, as well as helping us understand a bit more about how seafood can be sourced in a sustainable way.